your mold. And 0TR in 5CSA. Good morning, Tom. CSA in 0TR. Good morning, and I forget your name, but I sure remember the call.
Name here is Roger. I'm in Anderson, and I guess I should say slightly rainy Anderson this morning, but anyway, we're out and about, so that's a good thing.
Traffic here, and I didn't hear a word you said on the last one. It's my fault. Go ahead again. I apologize.
Name here is Roger in Anderson. Rainy Anderson this morning. Out about like you are.
Fine business, Roger. I'm sorry. I had people pulling out of a driveway here, and there's a bunch of traffic in front of me. It's raining over here in Greer, and we're headed down to Ingalls. Just, I don't know what Bernice wants. What do you want, Mom? Pipe filling. And I want to get some rubber bands I ran out of. I usually go to Walmart, but I thought, heck, Ingalls will have it. And it's supposed to be that way. Get a little break in the rain, and then it's really supposed to come down for the next day or so. Maybe it'll give us a break this afternoon so we can go out and gather the eggs. That's all I'm asking for.
Get the break you need to get the eggs. I am down to nothing that lays. I have two male mallards and one rooster. So, I have not yet gotten motivated to get any more layers. But at some point, maybe I'm just kind of letting these guys live out their life and have a good time, and then. Then maybe we'll get a few more layers, but you need a break to get out there and do that, that's for sure.
Yesterday, I was showing my friend Patrick this one we got. It wouldn't fit in the egg carton. It weighed 4.15 ounces. Bernice has got a precision scale for cooking with. And the normal one weighs how much, Mom? A little less than 2 ounces. This one weighed 4.15. They've started laying now. They were, a couple of months ago, they were about 6 months old. And they started laying right on the money. We got them from the chicken man. You can Google that if you want. And he has a plethora of different breeds that you can order, different prices. But they're 8 weeks old and fully feathered when you get them, and you can put them outside and not have to worry about keeping them warm with the heat lamp and all of that stuff. And they've been doing really good. And we've got three different breeds out there now. We've got those Isa Browns we just got, and then we got three black Australops, and about six speckled Sussex. And they're pretty good layers. The Australops lay big brown eggs, but these Isa Browns lay brown eggs. And I don't know how that chicken passed that 4 ounce egg. Bernice looked it up. What's the record? Six. But I don't know how they do it. They probably herniate themselves. But we're happy with them. I don't have no roosters. They wake me up in the morning, and he guarantees us all to be hens when you buy them, so we don't have that problem. Miss Enzerl TR.
Hey, sounds like you got some beautiful birds. All those are very attractive breeds that I've seen in my bird book. But yeah, I would hate to have to pass over a 4 ounce egg too, so I guess you haven't cracked it yet to see if it's a double yolker, but I guess the chances are pretty good at being that size. But But you know, like I say, I didn't ever intend to have a rooster. The guy bought me one, and I got some chickens from him, and he said, I don't think any of these are roosters, but if one of them turns out to be, then just call me and I'll come pick him up and bring you an exchange with you. And I called him, I said, this bird's definitely going to be a rooster. So he brought me another one, and it turned out to be a rooster too. So I just kept that one. And this last one I got was a hatch there. So, yep, you're right. They will wake you right up.
Too bad that we got, during the COVID crisis and new help, I guess, at the hatchery where he gets them from. And they missed sexing them and got a couple of roosters in there, but he didn't say one word about it. He just went ahead and exchanged them with us, and we were happy and went on our way. You can pick him up over at Inman, and now that's where his headquarters is at. It used to be up at Flat Rock. I always like driving up there. It's a beautiful drive. Robert, we've arrived at Eagle, so I'll let you go. Have a wonderful day, and if you watch the big game, well, enjoy it. In 5CSA and 0TR73, nice talking to you today.
You again, Tom. Take care. Have a nice day. Miss Bernice, you too, and we'll catch you next time in 5CSA Mobile.